January 8, 1984, in the sold-out Los Angeles Coliseum, over 92,000 fans, the largest crowd in AFC Championship game history, cheered their Raiders on to victory over Seattle and onward to Super Bowl 18. From the start, an intimidating Raider defense dominated, with big plays by number 37, left corner Lester Hayes, and by number 22, right corner Mike Hayes. Raider mind and muscle overpowered Seahawk runners, and led by the big hits of number 77, Lyle Alzado, the silver and black held Seattle to just 167 yards while racking up four quarterback sacks. Raider defenders attacked relentlessly with tough coverage by linebackers like Jeff Barnes, number 56. Four times, alert play and defensive design created interceptions, including another of the many key plays by number 55, fiery inside linebacker Matt Miller. Battle-hardened quarterback Jim Plunkett handled an offense that controlled the ball for 37 minutes, completing passes to receivers like number 80, speedster Malcolm Barnwell. More than 400 yards of offense, including two touchdowns by number 27, Frank Hawkins, were powered in part by the bruising offensive line of number 70, Henry Lawrence, Mickey Marvin, Dave Dalby, Charlie Hanna, and Bruce Davis. Number 46, All-Pro Todd Christensen, helped clear the way for number 32, the brilliant Marcus Allen, a 1,000-yard rusher for the season. Meticulous preparation by offensive assistants Sam Bogosian, Larry Cannon, Bob Meshack, Art Shell, Tom Walsh, and Ray Wilsey guided Marcus Allen's rush for 154 yards. Allen also caught seven passes and totaled 216 yards as these proud Raiders, under head coach Tom Flores, won another championship 30-14.
You guys were magnificent. We played a great football game, dominated. We deserve to be the champs and represent this conference. We're going to Tampa, baby. We're going to Tampa.